You're listening to
V for Vertigo,
episode 85.
Something kind of vertigo going on here. I've been seeing fables in my dreams. I've been laying scalped out here for hours in this swamp in New Orleans. I've been reading spells from books of magic, trying just to help blaze trails to you. Feeling like a loser, so, so tragic. Feeling like I'm left to preach at fools. All the time spent moving, oh so slow. It's something kind of vertigo.
Welcome, it's the beginning of another edition of V for Vertigo, where I'm in the air everywhere, streaming on the vast world wide web. And this podcast is one man's journey into the world of all things Vertigo comics, because everything else is just picture books. I'm your host, Mark Beat-the-Boo Johnson, and this week's spoiler-filled review will cover Testament Exodus by Douglas Rushkoff and Liam Sharp. And how is everybody? Did you have a good Thanksgiving weekend? Surprisingly, I did. And I didn't. It's weird. It's like, I didn't really do much because I stayed home for a couple of days. But I did get a lot done. That's a bit weird. But it felt good to just relax and just kick it. That's an old school R&B song I haven't thought about in years. But yeah. Oh, and today I went to my butcher shop and I saw an actress. The chick from 4400, the blonde chick, from Dead Like Me, and then she's in 24, and she's been in a lot of stuff, and I was like, wow, it was cool. It was weird, because instead of the normal butcher guy, who's, you know, the butcher, she was behind it, not wearing an apron or anything, and she was getting my meat, insert joke here, and I was like, man, I think I was talking to her. I was like, has anyone ever told you that you look like this chick or this actress from such and such shows? And she's like, yeah, I'm her. I was like, no, you're just fucking with me. And it turned out to be her. And it was like, wait, what? I was about to say, are you researching a role? Like, why are you here? But apparently she moved up to the Bay and then she needed a job or something. I don't know. Or she's going to school. Yeah, it's weird. I'm sure I'll ask her more detail next time I see her. But it was really weird. And she is prettier in real life than on the TV shows. And she seems cool. That's the second time I met an actor. You know, what's weird? Every time I meet one, I'm like, man, you look familiar. At least this time, I actually knew who she was. The other time I met someone, and I was like, man. You look familiar. It's like, yeah, you might have seen me in... Oh, yes! You were that... Oh, okay. Yeah, but, that was cool. This is weird, though. It's just like, I look around. Does not anyone see her? I mean, she's not, like, an A-list celebrity, but she's a pretty good actor. She's probably, like, BC. She's in a lot of stuff. She's probably the equivalent of William Sadler. I mean, not... I don't think as good as William Sadler. I really like William Sadler. But, yeah. Almost the equivalent, but not as much. Because William Sadler is like in every fucking thing. You'll see him, you'll be like, oh, that's that dude. That's that dude. And he's pretty good. And she's pretty good. And she's in a lot of things. And, yeah. She did do a naked film thing once. It was weird. I was like, well, no, she's pretty. She's cool. And speaking of movies... So, this past fortnight, I saw a couple of movies. I'm going to start off talking about them, because I don't really want to talk about this comic. I don't have much to say. It's really weird. It'll be a short show. But, okay, so I saw... Oh, and there's no news this week. Surprise, surprise. I saw Inception. Spoiler alert for Inception. And it was good. It was good. It wasn't great. It wasn't mind-blowingly awesome. I'm a bit confused on how it made so much money. But, yeah, no, it was good. I think the problem I had with Inception is that I normally think about things like that. So it's like seeing it, I'm not as mind blown as everyone else is like, whoa, I never thought it like this before. You know, like after people saw The Matrix, they're like, whoa, I didn't realize it. And same thing with Inception. Whoa, it just blew my mind away. But I think that was probably the main reason. And some of the, what else bothered me? Oh, the fact, I mean, some things are accurate. You don't have a dream within a dream within a dream that often. You sometimes have a dream within a dream. But a dream within a dream within a dream is a bit wonky. The last time I had a dream within a dream within a dream was months ago. And it was that bastard Freddy Krueger. Him and me, I don't know if I mentioned this, but him and me, we like to battle. And since he can't attack me directly, he got really sneaky on the last dream, within a dream, within a dream. I gave him a lot of credit. Almost defeated me. Okay. But, what else? Oh, yeah, it's like, what else bothered me? Oh, yeah, the biggest thing is that they had really mundane dreams. It's like, yeah, you guys, you really dream of stuff that happens normally? I mean, I guess they could, like, Leo DiCaprio's crew could manipulate it, but even he had mundane dreams. It's like they all had mundane dreams. In that universe, you have mundane dreams. In my dreams, I'm, like, flying and shit and doing whatever I want in the Kamehameha wave and fighting huge wars and battles and dying and reliving and fighting monsters with two swords and stuff. And yeah, I have really violent dreams. The violenter, that's not even a word, but the violenter the dream, the better I sleep. How awkward. Oh, and another thing was the whole pain and dying. Maybe it's because I've reached a point in my dreams where I don't feel pain or die. So, but in that world, it's like, you feel the pain and it hurts and then you die, you wake up. For me, in my dreams, since my dreams are violent and I learned to master them years ago, it would go, I'd fall and get stabbed, shot, burned, crushed, killed, hung in all sorts of ways, right? Just killed in a bunch of ways. And then afterwards, like a second or two, I could feel the tug pulling me back from dream world, but a part of me knows it's a dream. So, then I'd die, and then a second or two later, I'd reform and be like, oh, yeah, that hurt. All right, and then continue on with the dream. So, why not? So, it'd be interesting to be in the Inception world, where it's like, oh, it shot me in the head. Then I get up, what the hell? What the hell? So, yeah, this is a good movie, not great. Oh, and the ending, he's still in the dream world. What the fuck did people dream? It's a very sad, morose ending. She's like, oh, you don't get home. You're still in the dream world. But at least you forgave yourself for what you did to your, or what happened to your wife. But yeah, sad. Very sad. But that was Inception. The other movie I saw, which was 10 times worse, should have watched the Facebook movie. It was Scott Pilgrim. Boy, was that a pile of shit. Who greenlighted the $80 million? It cost like $80 million to spend. Or was it 100? We'll say $80 million to spend. And then they got like a $20 million tax break or whatever you get for making movies. So $60 million. But in reality, it cost $80 million at first. And then it got reduced to $60 million. And what a pile of shit. I was interested in picking up the comics, or at least the first one. No interest now. I don't know. There's so many problems to begin with it. Let's go with the protagonist, where Scott Pilgrim is a dick. He's not the roguish, oh, I want to be like him kind of jackass asshole you're used to. He's a dick. He's a dick to everyone, and he's a dick to the two girls, and you're like, oh, am I supposed to be rooting for you? It's like the Karate Kid with Dre. Am I supposed to be rooting for you? I'm kind of rooting for the Chinese guys, and now the evil exes to kick your ass. And the biggest problem I had, well, the next biggest problem aside from that, Ramona Flowers, I don't know what Peter Rios saw in her. She had a nice body, Maybe it's the fucking dye hair, but she wasn't hot. The Asian chick, the guy, girl who played Knives, she was hotter. Oh, cuter. Both of them aren't really hot. She was hotter than Ramona Flowers up until she cut her hair. But then at the end when she recut her hair. Oh, spoiler alert for fucking Scott Pilgrim. Whatever. Did I not say that? Who cares? It's a piece of shit movie. So the other problems I had is this from a directorial or point of view? It's just like, I don't know if I'm in the MTV generation. I might be borderline or whatever. But I swear, all the movie was just quick cut, spice seeds. It was just like MTV. Go, 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 go. You know, just jumping from one point to another. No rest. And I'm like, wow. I mean, I didn't care about the characters, but I couldn't because they didn't build up. Because it was like, cut to this person. Cut to that person. Cut to him. Cut to that location. Go to that. What? I was like, wow. It was really bad. But I don't know if the comic book's like that. It probably is. I mean, that's probably accurate, but the special effects were good. That's about it. I don't know how good the fight scenes were. I think the fight scenes in Karate Kid were a lot better. Because these all relied on special effects. Special effects. It was, but other than that, man. Scott Pilgrim was just, ugh. What the? I can see why it bombed. Because just watching the movie, I would be like, how do I want to market it? Could I market it as a romantic? And well, it's not a comedy because it's not that funny. There's a lot of video game shit, which I'm not, but it's all like old school and weird. Like, I could probably market it to the people in Japan, but I can't market it in the rest of the world. And I can go for the love story, but it's an unsympathetic dude who's a dick choosing between two girls and cheating on one of them. It's like, wow, can't go with that. And then I can go from the girl's point of view. Well, on the one hand, you got a bitch. And then on the other, you have a clingy stalker chick. So, you know, can't market it from that. That's, no wonder the marketing was all over the place. It's just, I can't even think of how to market it. It's just special effects. Look like Tron. It looks cool. I don't know why people are excited for Tron, but, you know, I would market it like Tron. Well, at least Tron has a whole nostalgia and I'm looking for my father. They show like 2 seconds, or maybe I'm wrong, maybe like 10 seconds of whenever I told you I had something on your father, I tell you. They show like 5-10 seconds of that shit, and then the rest is just special effects. And then, oh, there's Jeff Daniels. Like, I would try to market Scott Pilgrim like that and be like, I don't even know if there's a scene like that in the movie. That's what I'm trying to think. Like, is there a scene where Scott Pilgrim, maybe at the end. At the end, yeah. But is there a scene before then where it's like, oh, I don't know who to choose. I'm conflicted. Blah, blah, blah. I have a shitty life. And then it's like, bang. I don't know. It's very hard. And I don't, is this a, if there are any Canada listeners, there probably aren't. I should check the stats. But please let me know. Is this like a Canada thing? This ain't an American thing. I don't think. I don't have roommates. I never have. I can't. Be hard enough to live with a girl. Ooh, no wonder I'm single. Yeah. Okay. So he has a gay roommate, Macaulay Culkin's brother, who's actually pretty good. He's probably the best part of the movie. But it's weird, man. They like sleep in the same bed, and then like there's another guy, and it's a really big bed. I think there are like 4 guys in it. But it's like, what? It's like they have a shitty studio apartment. I could relate to that. But what? That's weird. Whatever. Alright, enough talking about, whatever, movies and stuff. Welcome to Hollywood. Do, 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 do. Let's get on talking to religious stuff. That'll be great.
And now it's time for the rundown.
So this is the final volume. No, those are drugs. Volume. That sounds weird too. The final book in the Testament series. Testament Exodus by Douglas Rushkoff and Leon Sharp. And if Douglas Rushkoff is not Russian, oh, I'm sorry, dude. Okay, but so I finally finished this book. And it's been so long since I've read the last one. There are only 3. It's hard to recap. Let me see if I can do a good job. It's not like why, where I just be like, hey, some group of women did this. Someone gets killed because of Yorick. Oh, he fucks up. Oh, someone finds out that Yorick's a man. Oh, they run away, the end. So, I actually kind of did. There's a Bible story. It parallels with what's happening in the present. The end. The Bible story in here, I don't know how to come at this. There's two concurrent Bible. There's like, okay, so the gods are kind of in control, half of them. Don't ask me to name them. Atum-Ra, I think, is one of them. And for some strange reason, I'm thinking of Yu-Gi-Oh! Because of the whole Egyptian thing. I kind of want to watch that. Is there a 24/7 Yu-Gi-Oh! Stream? I've almost watched all of Dragon Ball. Let's see. So there's, okay, so, Jake is wrestling, here we go, and they even split it. Okay, so there's the guy, Jake is wrestling control, we'll just talk about in present, of the rebellion group, I guess, I don't know, from Amos, and that parallels with the whole Isaac's story, I think, I don't know, the one time Jonathan could have been useful. So then the main guy, who was Alex, president, or father-like figure, with the artificial intelligence, the RFID chips, which they're using to tag everybody, are controlled by Atum-Ra. And that one guy dies because of Alex, so the machines take over his body. And, man, this is really hard. So people are getting tagged, and well, strangely enough, those RFID tags are being used to prevent shoplifting stuff. But what happens? Jake becomes like some kind of prophet. Well, the gods, the quote-unquote good guy gods, try to help Jake and them, but then we'll just cut back down to the ending. But then they decide to. Alright, but then Jake and Alec are reliving or concurrent living the Bible story. This is very Grant Morrison psychedelic. Shit, I'm a bit lost. So, the gods try to help them, but then Jake is realizing that the gods are just using them. So, at the end, I don't get how. They rewrite the story of the humans. They defeat the... Well, they don't defeat the AI mana RFID stuff. How would mana with two N's be? Mana. Whatever. So what they do is grab the power of creation. I don't know how. And they use it. They use the original dream. So people, I think people with the tags can now imagine what they want and it will be theirs with the green very Borgish light. I don't know how permanent it is, but some guys are imagining motorcycles and stuff. But that's cool if it's permanent. And then the gods, since they have no leeway or control, they all die. Wah 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 wah. Although I think he left a little a little sequel, because the hot Indian god chick, whatever her name is, she, because Dinah's pregnant, and then she plants her offspring in it, so he might be a god, or he might be like Hercules, whatever, the end, alright, the end. So, if you can tell from my, recap, I felt a bit disoriented, but disoriented reading it, and... Unlike Why or any of the other must-read, quote-unquote must-read, really Why? Get in the boot! I've only read Testament sporadically. Granted, there are only four volumes. Whatever. So, I probably read Testament like I would read, like I would normally buy and read books. So I'm always forgetting what previously happened. Previously, ready to die. So it always takes an issue or two to remember, like in this one it did. What bothers me, though, is not remembering my Bible better. It's like all those years of going to Sunday and then Wednesday. Still don't understand that. School. Wednesday school, at least there were things to do. I don't get it, though. And then going to a private school. And it's, the stories kind of glossed over me. Like, there was a paralleled story with the plagues. And, like, this is, like, a cool part. Gods are killing plagues and then... I'm doing a horrible job. Too much turkey, I'm tired. But we'll use that excuse. I'm out of pie. So, they were doing the thing with the Moses thing and the plagues and... Yeah, it's like, I remember Moses, but I don't remember the story leading up to it. And the one time Jonathan would be useful, he's not here on that show, on this show. I'd use his quote-unquote expertise, and I could probably anger him somehow, because it's religion. It's so easy to anger people with religion. Now, the beginning of Exodus seems more of a reminder of everything that's going on. And it felt, and granted, it's been a while since I read the last volume, but it felt like a let's tie in all the plots kind of thing. At least the beginning. Now, why that was helpful, it felt very slow at times. I think it's because the previous trade, from what I remember, the way it ended was there was that Moloch, and then they had to defeat him. They released him here, but it was too late. And then Atum-Ra took over. It's like they decided to... Yeah, it ended like with a wah, wah, wah. And then I expected it to start out with a bang. This Exodus one, but it didn't. Actually, you know what reading Testament reminds me of? I don't know if I mentioned this before. Maybe. But it's like the prophets from Deep Space Nine. Where they live, like they're not linear. So these gods aren't linear because they're constantly rewriting the stories and playing the game throughout history. And then the present and the past. But as someone who is linear, it is very hard. It's hard to read at times. And as you can tell by my shitty recap, I didn't do a good job. So I didn't get something. So there you go. Now... I would say I enjoyed Testament overall. I just didn't really care for this trade. It's hard to say why, too. Maybe it's because I knew it was the end and I wanted something more out of it, but I don't think that's it. I think the problem I had was it wasn't about the characters like Dinah. Something's in the kitchen with Dinah. You knew I had to sing that. Something's in the kitchen, I know. Someone's in the kitchen with Dinah. Oh, no. Like Dinah or Jake, right? They seemed, the characters here, whether it was Dinah, Jake, Alec, Amos, I don't even know what happened to Miriam. She just kind of took a back seat. They all seemed to be a bit more of a plot device, and the story was no longer about them. It was more about the gods and their war. Whether that was purposefully done, since the war between the gods heated up, that might have made it why, but I just didn't like that. There was also, to tie in with the gods, a little too much Bible telling. Though I did find it interesting, like I said before, with the way some of the gods died with the plague and stuff. It was weird though, like, people would be like, why? X-God? And then they die. I guess when people blame the gods, they die. That's how that works. I don't know. But then Yahweh does things on purpose, right? I don't know. But then there was a Yahweh, or like, that's those three, it felt, there was anywhere from like three on three to like, and then just more random gods appeared, so it was weird. It would have been interesting had they addressed more of the Yahweh, but they did not. Or Lucifer, they're going that route. I would have been, I don't know. Now, I did enjoy the art in the series overall, but here, I felt it was a bit rushed. There didn't seem to be too much or that detailed in things like there were in the previous trades. But I did enjoy watching Dinah's nakedness. I'm still not sure. She was like some weird stripper. That was well done here, her nakedness. And the entire series. She looks really good. And I've got to get a girlfriend. Man, that's sad. I don't know if I'd recommend overall Testament to people. You know, if you can get it really cheap, like from the new in-stock trades, 38% off. Or if you can buy it for me, that would be great. All four volumes. I don't know, $15. 15? Yeah, that'll work. Or if you have an interest in religion, you should get it. I think, though, you should get them all at once if you're interested. Yeah, just buy them all from me. Get them all at once. Or read them quicker. Well, maybe the first trade will be up for free, or first issue on Vertigo's or digital comics or whatever. It's, because then you kind of forget stuff. It never got me long to jump back into Preacher when I first read it, and then bought all the trades. And same with Lucifer. But here it did. I don't know. I think. Now see, I always had to read these with a deadline, right? For this show. Now, at the end of each book, there are texts of stuff. I think I would have understood more or gotten more of it with the text at the end. But, they're really long to read. And the problem is, they're not just thoughts on the Rushkov's, like, writings, which I would have read. Probably. I don't like reading text in comics. Too much text like that. Same with William. What was I? Oh, yeah. They're more than just the text. Skimming them. I think he intermingles, like, why he did this and the reasoning behind it. So, totally. Like, if you're in religious studies 101 or some shit, some religious crap class, and you have a paper to do, I would say get Testament for me, or Inside Trades, whatever. Tell them Mark Johnson sent you from Beeper Vertigo. I would say you could get it and then read the notes, and you could probably write a very good paper. Or the teacher would look at you like, why the fuck did you bring this comic book into my class? You might want to ask him or her first. Do that. But I kind of wish I had read the tech stuff. I may have to go back to it. Well, overall, I'm going to give this trade a 3. At its moments. In the series, series is probably like 3.5 on the Mark Critic score. Maybe a 4 at times. It's left a bad taste in my mouth. Like, it wasn't bad, but it's like, oh, that's how you wrapped up. Oh, whatever. So as always, thanks for listening, everybody. Leave me some feedback on iTunes. And next week's pick will be why? The Last Man, Ring of Truth. Questions, comments, suggestions, complaints, vertigocast@gmail.com. And there's the comicforums.com, or you can go to vforvertigo.blogspot.com. And there's the Comics Podcast Network, comicspodcast.com. Follow me on Twitter, twitter.com/hellsfire. And remember, too much turkey will put you to sleep. Alright, and that's all I got. You know how these past couple of days have been like sleep, eat, movies in between. It's been a relaxing time. I love Thanksgiving. Oh, and I'm thankful for you for listening to this. And we out. No, we out for real this time. And like that.